This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The UN Secretary General has expressed deep alarm by reports of civilian casualties in an airstrike in Ethiopia's northern Tigray region that left dozens of civilians dead. Spokesman Stefan Dujarric said at the UN on Wednesday the situation remains very, very volatile. It's important that everyone engaged in the fighting do their utmost to protect civilians and to obey international humanitarian law. The alleged airstrike comes amid some of the fiercest fighting in the Tigray region since the conflict began in November as Ethiopian forces, supported by those from neighboring Eritrea, pursued Tigray's former leaders. Hong Kong's most vocal pro-democracy newspaper, The Apple Daily, printed its last edition on Thursday. Reuters' Emily Wither has more.
The decision comes after a tough year in which the offices were raided by police and its tycoon owner and other staff were arrested under a new national security law. The paper mixes pro-democracy discourse with racy celebrity gossip and investigations of those in power. Its closure has escalated alarm over media freedom and other rights in the Chinese-ruled city. Apple Daily said the decision was based on employee safety and manpower considerations. Authorities have said dozens of Apple Daily pieces may have violated the security law, which Beijing imposed on the city last year. Rights groups, media organizations, and Western governments have criticized last week's police raid on the newspaper.
That's Reuters' Emily Wither. A mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow dropped by 0.21%. The S&P lost 0.11%, but the Nasdaq gained 0.13%. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. An aide to Iran's outgoing president says Washington has agreed to reverse over 1,000 Trump-era sanctions. Meanwhile, U.S. authorities have seized several websites linked to Iran. Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reports.
The Iranian government is saying that Washington has agreed to lift all sanctions on Iran's oil and shipping industries just days after the talks to revive the 2015 nuclear deal adjourned in Vienna. The statement reportedly came from the chief of staff to President Hassan Rouhani, now in his last weeks in office, and is said to be a reversal of over 1,000 sanctions imposed by the Trump administration. Iran's state-run media say it also includes the lifting of sanctions on some high-ranking officials. In related news, U.S. authorities say they've taken down 36 websites linked to Iran for violating sanctions, many associated with disinformation campaigns or violent groups, including the English-language media outlet Press TV.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda. Russia said one of its warships in the Black Sea fired warning shots and a warplane dropped bombs Wednesday to force a British destroyer out of an area near Crimea that Moscow claims as its territorial waters. The Russian Defense Ministry said a patrol ship had fired warning shots after the HMS Defender had ignored a notice against intrusion and sailed 3 kilometers into Russia's territorial waters near Sevastopol, the main Russian naval base in Crimea. Britain denied that account and insisted its ship was not fired upon. It was the first time since the Cold War that Moscow acknowledged using live ammunition to deter a NATO warship, reflecting the growing risk of military incidents amid soaring tensions between Russia and the West. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled a public school in Pennsylvania wrongly suspended a cheerleader over a vulgar social media post. AP's Ed Donahue has details.
The ruling was 8-1 in favor of Brandy Levy. She did not make her school's varsity cheerleading team. On Snapchat, Levy vented, using curse words and a raised middle finger.
I was a 14-year-old kid. I was upset. I was angry. Every 14-year-old kid speaks like that at one point.
Levy was not in school at the time, but was suspended from junior varsity cheerleading activities for a year. Justice Stephen Breyer ruled the suspension violated Levy's First Amendment rights.
Young students and adults like me shouldn't be punished for them expressing their own feelings.
But the justices did not rule out schools from disciplining students for what they say off campus. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.